tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's January 22nd, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Our first story today carries our new Elon trigger warning. Elon Musk is not good for America or the world, according to himself. This is a great article written by Jamie Dow. Lots of opinions in here. We're not going to get into it, but I do want to call attention to it because it is impacting the EV market. And Polestar sees Elon's antics as an opportunity to steal sales from Tesla. Polestar CEO Michael Lohscheller sees Elon Musk's politics as an opportunity to take sales from Tesla, as many owners are looking to other electric vehicles. Tesla CEO Elon Musk's meddling in politics hasn't been winning him many friends outside the U.S. lately. In Germany, we reported on a boycott effort that is gaining ground. Michael Lohscheller, Polestar CEO, sees it as an opportunity. Being German himself, he finds Musk's comments promoting AfD, a far-right party in Germany, quote, unacceptable. He said in a Bloomberg interview for Germany, someone outside of Germany endorsing right-wing political parties is a big thing. You want to know what I think about it? I think it is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. You just don't do that. This is pure arrogance, and these things will not work. The CEO says a lot of people are turning on Tesla because of this. We get a lot of people writing that they don't like all this. It's important to listen closely to what they say. And I can tell you, a lot of people have very negative sentiment. Some surveys show as many as one-third of Tesla owners have sold or are looking to sell their vehicles due to Elon Musk's politics. That could be indeed an opportunity for Polestar, and face it, that company needs it. Elon's comments and political activity in Germany aren't the only news out of Europe, however. The world's largest EV battery maker is predicting another new facility in Europe in 2025. The world's largest EV battery maker, CATL, expects to announce another big partnership for an EV factory by the end of 2025. The new facility will be separate from the one announced last month with Stellantis. Here's what we know so far. According to local media Jimian, the new facility will be in addition to the one announced in December with Stellantis. CATL already has two EV battery plants in Europe, one in Germany and one in Hungary. Last month, it announced its third through a new partnership with Jeep maker Stellantis will produce LFP batteries for Stellantis in Spain. Production is expected to start by the end of 2026 and have an annual capacity of 50 gigawatt hours. Stellantis and CATL will invest up to 4.1 billion euros or $4.25 billion to build a large-scale European LFP battery plant. And while that's good news for CATL in the long term, in the short term, it's not that rosy of a picture. The stock is slipping as the EV battery giant hints at its first ever annual revenue decline in 2024. The battery giant expects annual revenue of between 356 billion RMB, about $48.9 billion, and 50.3 billion, suggesting an 11 to 8% decrease from 2023. This would mark CATL's first time reporting lower annual revenue than the year before. CATL said that although sales volume was up, the lower expectations were due to falling raw material prices, including lithium carbonate. Despite this, the company still expects to post annual net income of $6.7 billion to $7.3 billion, which would be up 11 to 20% from 2023. Excluding non-recurring gains and losses, CATL expects net profit attributable to shareholders between $6 billion and $6.5 billion, up 9 to 17% from 2023. You can check out that math down there, although I don't read Chinese, so that really could say anything. Could be a recipe for beef stroganoff. Who knows? Certainly not I. Now, as we look at all these companies, we look at see some of them doing really well. We have to talk about a story that happened over the weekend. It actually dropped Friday night, but we didn't discuss it on Monday because of Martin Luther King Day, or Tuesday because of all the craziness surrounding Trump's first day in office. But it's worth noting that Canoe has filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. This is notable because this was a company that was backed by Walmart. It had contracts with the USPS, the US Army, and NASA, which were all very highly publicized. So it's tough to see this one go, and it really seemed like it was going to be something that could happen. Despite some early signs of promise with pilot programs that I just mentioned, it was unclear whether or not the company just failed to find a place in the broader market, failed to get enough vehicles produced to meet the demand that they had, or just failed to deliver in general. Regardless, the Chapter 7 filing seems to be the end of the road for Canoe. Quote, we would like to thank the company's employees for their dedication and hard work. That's according to Tony Aquila, Canoe CEO and one of the company's biggest investors. Quote, "We know that you believed in our company as we did. We are truly disappointed that things turned out the way they did. We would like to thank NASA, the Department of Defense, and the U.S. Postal Service for their belief in our products and our company. This means a lot to everyone at the company." As a result of the Chapter 7 filing, Canoe will cease operations effective Friday night. That next step in the company's dissolution will see a court-appointed trustee manage the liquidation of the company's remaining assets. On the flip side of that startup coin, Harbinger electric truck brand gets real with a $100 million Series B funding raise. Obviously, a company that's doing a little bit better than Canoe these days, Harbinger got a shot of extra credibility this week with a massive $100 million funding round co-led by Capricorn Technology Impact Fund. It's been a rough couple of weeks for fledgling EV brands like Lion Electric and Canoe, but box van builder Harbinger is bucking the trend, fueling its latest round with an order book of 4,690 vehicles that's valued at nearly $500 million. Some of the company's more notable customers include Bimbo Breakers, which owns brands like Sara Lee, Thomas's English Muffins, and Entenmann's, and Thor Industries, which owns the Airstream Jayco and Thor RV brands. They are also one of the investors in the Series B. Other prominent investors include Tiger Global, Coca-Cola System Sustainability Fund, and ArcTurn Ventures. As for what makes Harbinger such an attractive investment prospect, Dipender Saluja, managing partner of Capricorn Investment Corp's Technology Impact Fund, explains that, quote, "Harbinger has demonstrated a remarkable ability to reach significant milestones far quicker than other EV companies. The market has been impressed by their ability to develop large portions of the vehicle in-house to drive down costs while remaining capital efficient. Harbinger, of course, has been offering vehicles at a similar or identical price to some diesel offerings of similar capabilities, which of course is something that only Ford has been able to really offer up till now in terms of cost parity between diesel and electric. So obviously Harbinger is doing something right. The company plans to use these funds to ramp up the higher production volume capacity and deliver on its existing orders, as well as build out its sales, customer support, and service operations. Now, you guys know we like to end these conversations talking about the grid, talking about sustainability. We're not going to do that today. We're going to talk about something really fun. That is putting billionaires in Weir submarines and sending them to the bottom of the ocean. Sustainable Luxury Down Under U-Boat Works has finally launched a production version of its revamped electric super sub. The electric sub's streamlined design is complemented by four thruster propulsion system that delivers 100 kilowatts of thrust and speeds up to 10 miles an hour underwater. The vessel can also complete 45 degree climbs and impressive inclined underwater maneuvers. That's according to Roy Hedra, marketing manager at U-Boat Works. Quote, "The super sub is a marvel of engineering and luxury. More than a submersible, it's a first-class ticket to explore the ocean like never before, combining speed, safety, and sophistication in every dive. Inside, two passengers and a pilot can enjoy spacious and ergonomic seating with a five-point harness system for comfort and safety during the electric sub's high-speed maneuvers using a unique shark controller developed by Super Sub to deliver intuitive maneuverability at any angle or pitch. Looking outward, a panoramic, ultra-clear acrylic hull offers passengers 360-degree views. The Super Sub is powered by 62 kilowatt-hour battery pack that offers 8 hours of exploration using electric propulsion and hydrofoil technology. If you're wondering how much it costs, we're not sure either. We asked, but U-Boat Works says it only shared pricing with its applicants. So if you're a billionaire and you want to go explore at the bottom of the ocean and let us know how it goes, definitely please reach out. And for everyone else listening to this, be sure to like and subscribe. And hey, if you're diving one of these submarine things, make sure the orcas don't get you.